With a debt ceiling fiasco playing out in our faces day after day, the byword conferred upon this Washington melodrama by political pundits is that a dysfunctional Congress is malfunctioning on Capitol Hill. Whether it's House Majority Leader, Zionist Jew Eric Cantor protecting his wealthy Jewish backers from a justifiable tax, or Republican House Speaker John Boehner robbing American workers of their already paid into Social Security fund, the popular song Send in the Clowns resounds with a fitting and appropriate ring. Perhaps this dysfunction is most clearly illustrated in the recent 29 standing ovations offered up by our Jewish bot representatives on the altar of genocidal Zionism. During the May 24 speech of the architect of Palestinian slaughter, Israeli Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu. Now watch these yo-yos led by Jewish Senators Joseph Lieberman and Carl Levin, with specially honored guest Abraham Foxman of the ADL exulting in the galley, bob up and down while their master Bibi Netanyahu proffers a lie that Israel defends itself apart from U.S. cooperation.
You don't need to send American troops to Israel. We defend ourselves.
Deliberately omitting the fact that $3 billion in military aid is sent to Israel by the impoverished American taxpayer every year. As the saying goes, if you're not outraged, then you're not paying attention, that Zionist Jewry runs Capitol Hill both inside its corridors and outside its doors. Believe me when I tell you, for I grew up as a Jew in an upper middle class B'nai B'rith intensive synagogue, that if any senator or congressman remained seated during Bibi's speech while the rest of the lackeys stood up 29 times, they are nothing less than sitting ducks in the next election, whose opponents will be funded by the Jewish lobby AIPAC, while they themselves will either be smeared or ignored in the Jewish-owned press. Do Americans realize, or even care in their state of oblivion, that all the major Senate and House committee seats are chaired by Jews? Senator Joseph Lieberman, a Talmudic Jew, chairs Homeland Security, while his co-religionist Carl Levin chairs the Senate Armed Services Committee. Is it any wonder, then, that we are now in a Jewish police state? Carl Levin's brother, Sandra Levin, chairs the House Ways and Means Committee, which oversees taxation, while Eric Cantor chairs the House Majority Leadership, using his powerful seat to protect his wealthy Jewish backers from a justifiable tax. Zionist Jew Senator Chucky Schumer chairs the Senate Rules Committee and vice chairs the Senate Economic Committee. And we wonder why America is now an economic disaster zone. Barbara Boxer chairs the Senate Public Works Committee. Henry Waxman chairs the Senate Commerce Committee. Dianne Feinstein and Jane Harman chair the Senate Intelligence Committee. And Howard Berman chairs the House Foreign Relations Committee. I don't see any Murphys, Smiths, or McDonald's on this list, do you? And if there was, I guarantee you, they'd be working for the Zionists. If we can just say no to the Zionist clowns who run Congress on Capitol Hill, who have brought us into abject slavery to foreign leaders, namely the prime ministers of Israel and their Judaic agents at home, we've got a chance to free ourselves from the Zionist lock on America.